researchers said last week that 65% of American adults describe themselves as Christian. That is down from 77% in 2009.
Amen.
Pew also reported that both Protestant and Roman Catholic churches are losing members. 26% of Americans now describe their religious identity as atheist, agnostic, or nothing in particular. That is up from 17% in 2009. Atheists are people who do not believe in God. Agnostics are not sure whether or not a God exists. The increase in so-called religious nuns is happening across all groups of people. Education level also does not seem to matter. Nuns are growing among college graduates as well as those with lower levels of education. The report comes at a difficult time for many major religious groups in the U.S. The two largest, the Catholic Church and the Southern Baptist Convention, are dealing with widespread clergy sex abuse cases. And the United Methodist Church, the largest Protestant group, faces a possible split over differences on whether to include LGBTQ people. Fewer people are attending religious services in the U.S. The report found that over the last 10 years, the number of Americans who say they attend religious services at least once or twice a month dropped by 7%. Those who say they attend religious services less often, if at all, increased by the same amount. Pew said the drop is not because Christians are attending church less often. They say it is because now there are fewer Christians in the population. If you go to church in America, chances are you are older. Pew's data found a wide age difference. 3/4 of people over the age of 55 describe themselves as Christian, compared to just under half of so-called millennials, people who finished high school after 2000. Meanwhile, the share of U.S. adults who identify with non-Christian faiths rose from 5% in 2009 to 7% today. This includes 2% of Americans who are Jewish. One percent say they are Muslim, Buddhist, or Hindu. 3% identify with other faiths, including people who describe themselves as spiritual. I'm Ann Ball.